Can stress eating turn your favorite healthy foods into comfort foods? When people think of stress eating, they usually picture chips, ice cream, or fast food. In truth, stress eating isn't always associated with junk food. People sometimes reach for bread, rice, or even fruit when emotions run high. On the surface, these choices seem harmless, even healthy. After all, fruit is better than candy, right? The problem isn't the food itself. The problem starts when food becomes the main way we cope with stress, rather than something we eat when our bodies are actually hungry. When that happens, even the healthiest foods can slowly turn into comfort foods. Situations when people stress eat. Children who ask for extra servings of cereal or rice when they feel upset. Parents reaching for bread or crackers after a stressful workday. Teens eating large amounts of fruit or yogurt while studying for exams. Families gathering around the table with comfort snacks after a tough conversation. These habits may look harmless, but they reveal how food is being used to manage emotions rather than hunger. Stress eating happens when emotions, not hunger, drive food choices. In families, this can become a shared habit. As time goes by, this can teach everyone in the household to use food as comfort instead of addressing the stress itself. Many families believe they are making good choices because the foods involved are not junk, but the issue sometimes isn't the food itself, but rather the way it's being used. Habits that seem healthy, but aren't. Food bowls after arguments. Even eating bowls of fruit to calm down after family tension may look harmless, but it reinforces the idea that food solves emotional discomfort. Late-night rice or bread. Turning to starchy foods when stressed can lead to overeating, even if the food is simple and plain. Extra servings of safe snacks. Yogurt, nuts, or granola can be healthy in moderation, but when eaten in large amounts during stress, they become part of the same cycle as chips or candy. Family rituals around food and stress. Sitting together with comfort snacks after a tough day may feel bonding, but it can normalize stress eating as the main coping tool. Why stress eating is harmful? Stress eating usually works in the short term. It distracts, comforts, and gives a sense of relief. The trouble is that it doesn't actually fix what's causing the stress. Over time, family members may begin to rely on food instead of talking about what's bothering them or learning other ways to cope. Because the foods are healthy, overeating can go unnoticed, making it easy to consume far more than the body needs. This can lead to weight changes, digestive issues, or other health concerns, often without anyone understanding why. Perhaps most importantly, stress eating takes the place of skills that could truly help, like movement, relaxation, emotional expression, or problem solving. Those missed opportunities matter, especially for children who are still learning how to handle big feelings. How families can rethink stress eating. The first step is awareness. Families need to recognize when food is being used as comfort rather than nourishment. Once that awareness is there, small changes can make a big difference. Talk about stress openly. Encourage family members to share feelings instead of reaching for snacks. Create non-food rituals. Replace comfort food nights with activities like board games, walks, or music. Practice mindful eating. Teach children and adults to pause and ask, "Am I hungry or am I stressed?" Before eating, blend healthy coping tools with professional support. Breathing exercises, journaling, or physical activity can help reduce stress without relying on food. For many families, stress eating isn't about willpower. It's about habits that formed slowly and emotionally over time. Professional support can help uncover why food became the go-to comfort and teach new ways to cope. What looks healthy on the surface may hide an unhealthy habit that affects the whole family. The good news is that with awareness and support, anyone can break free from these patterns and build healthier ways to handle stress. If you recognize these habits in your household, don't wait until they grow into bigger problems. Reach out for professional help to get to the root cause of stress eating. Remember, any food, no matter how healthy, can become harmful if it's used in the wrong way. Call us at Redding Christian Counseling in California for more information. We'll help you schedule a session with a professional Christian counselor in Redding, California, to help your family build lasting confidence and healthier coping strategies.